more audio on demand from 93.3 WMMR. It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
Welcome to the Preston and Steve Show's brand new podcast.
Wait. Don't freak out. We haven't changed our full show podcast.
We're adding an extra one made just for the folks who like to hear both of the Bizarre File segments together.
So grab it each day on PrestonandSteve.com for when you want it and where you want it.
Share with your friends. And thanks for listening.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Preston and Steve's Bizarre File.
Students in a Tennessee classroom, Steve, and I thought about you when I saw this, viewed part of a film that has been referred to as torture porn and banned in some countries. All Superintendent right. Verna Ruffin confirmed that students at Jackson Central Mary High School had viewed Human Centipede 2 after a parent called the newspaper to report the incident.
What are they watching Human Centipede 2 for?
Ruffin would not say why the students had seen the movie or whether the teacher in the classroom had been suspended or otherwise disciplined. Ruffin said the matter has been addressed.
I've seen Human Centipede 2, and there is no reason for that to be shown in a classroom.
I think maybe the problem is that they watched two before they watched one.
They were left not knowing what was going on.
The Jackson
the precedents that had been set in number one.
The Jackson Sun obtained a copy of the letter sent to parents from the principal 2 days before the incident. The letter does not mention the title of the film. Human Centipede 2 is unrated in the United States and was initially banned in the United Kingdom, Australia, and New Zealand.
They wisely left the title out.
According to the British Board of Film Classification, the movie's central focus is, quote, the sexual arousal of this character at the idea and later the spectacle of the total degradation, humiliation, mutilation, torture, rape, and murder of his naked victims.
Yeah, well, you leave out the part where they're sewing people's mouths to other people's asses in a chain. Mm-hmm. And that, to me, is really what defines the Centipede series.
A 25-year-old man was arrested and charged with child endangerment on Friday. Listen to this. After he left his 8-month-old daughter in an unlocked car, engine running, in the parking garage of a North Hollywood 24-hour fitness gym for 90 minutes.
Oh, my God.
It's insane.
The man, Solomon Allen, is a personal trainer, left his baby girl unattended in the car while he worked with a client inside
what an
the
idiot.
Gym. I know.
Wait, you said 8 months?
8 months old. A maintenance worker in the garage found the baby on Friday morning and called the LAPD to report the abandoned child just at,
did he at least leave a bowl of water in there or something?
The man heard the baby's cries in the garage and was astonished to discover the child alone in a running car. Paramedics were able to quickly rescue the baby from inside the vehicle, and the baby was transported to a nearby hospital for a checkup. The baby was fine and was released to her mother later that same day. As for Allen, they chucked him in jail, $100,000 bail for that guy. He's scheduled to be arraigned on May 25th. Yeah, that's just...
Did he even attempt to give an explanation?
That is as idiotic as you can get. No, I not that I know of.
Couldn't you even bring the kid in and just say, I'm going to be training, could you just watch her to the receptionist or something?
Yep. A woman is preparing to celebrate her 100th birthday Saturday in an unusual way, and this is according to her daughter, Carol. She said somebody asked her what she wanted to do for her 100th birthday, and she said a pole dance.
A pole dance. And then I want to see Human Centipede too.
And she no sooner said, I don't know why I said that. And the rest of us said, well, why don't you know why? We don't know why you said that either. We don't even know that you knew about pole dancing, Mom.
Well, then I want a hot car.
All right.
What, gum? Then that's pretty disgusting, too, isn't it? It's in my bucket list.
At nearly 100 years old, Beatrice Engerling is in great health and doesn't require daily medication. Engerling, a mother of three, many grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and even great-great-grandchildren.
That's amazing.
Is often referred to as Grandy and even Queen Bee. And she lives up
and
to
the
that.
Stain.
She lives up to that name, doing everything a queen should. Lingerling thanks oil of Olay and wine for keeping her young and full of life.
Though, of course, at my age, I accidentally drink the oil of Olay now and then.
Queen Bee's birthday party will be held with family and friends on Saturday. The family guarantees to make sure that her birthday wish comes true. Her daughter said, we are going to set up a pole for her, and she is going to do a pole dance, very tastefully dressed, not in the leopard print leotard that she once suggested.
Listen, if that's what she wants at 100, let her wear it.
But she will stand up by the pole because that was her dream.
What is she going to leave on that pole when she slides down?
Gum gum.
Wasn't there a 100-year-old lady who ran at the Penn Relays on Friday?
Oh, I don't know.
I heard rumors. Did she do it? Did she?
I want to say she broke a record for
Broken hip.
No, and for the 100-meter dash, and the record was like a minute for 100 meters.
A lot of love in the family.
That's her.
Yeah. Wow. Had no idea. All right. In Alabama, a teenager was shot by an angry neighbor over a toilet papering prank. Ronnie Lee Neely, 64 years old, is accused of shooting a 16-year-old in the hip after he and a group of teens covered the yard of a nearby home with toilet paper.
Yes, sir. Bit me directly in the buttocks.
Neely faces charges of menacing, discharging a weapon into an occupied vehicle.
It's that gump boy next door.
And
that's all I had to say about that.
And second degree assault.
Boy, it's as slow as molasses. Saw him out there trying to eat a cloud.
Neely went to where the teens were throwing toilet paper rolls into the yard. Neely shot into the air.
He said he was trying to help God wipe.
Neely shot into the air, and the car where the victim was sitting striking him. And the boy was taken to the hospital and was treated and released, by the way.
I would call that an unnecessary escalation.
I don't think
from
you need
toilet
to
paper throwing to shooting.
Yeah. And there you go. That's what I have in the bizarre file for you this morning.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
I've seen a number of texts that have come in this morning concerning the new equipment that they just cannot wait until Pierre Robert gets in to play with this stuff. It's going to be entertaining. All right, so let's get to the stories. A couple is facing criminal charges after a woman showed a gun at a restaurant over a wrong order of chicken wings. Clarissa Gagum and her husband, Rasheem Gagum.
Doing it Gagum style.
Were both arrested Thursday after Clarissa became upset that her order of chicken wings was wrong, and she pulled out a gun inside the restaurant. According to officials, the incident happened at the F.U. Wang's.
F.U. Wang's?
Yeah, that's
Are you kidding
place.
Me?
I kid you not.
F.U. Wang's.
Clarissa walked into the restaurant, ordered bone-in chicken wings, but received boneless
this?
Chicken wings.
Oh, no more Yankee, my winky.
That's the owner of F.U. Wang's.
Clarissa reportedly began to argue with the clerk, then grabbed a gun from her car and went back inside the restaurant, waving it around.
I'm going to eat me chews.
police were called to the scene and found Clarissa on the sidewalk outside the restaurant still holding the gun.
You don't understand. I ordered chicken wing, didn't get what I want.
Clarissa was charged with two counts of assault by pointing a gun and injury to a personal personal property and was being held under a $30,000 bond.
For chicken wings.
Yep. And Rasheem was charged with resisting arrest.
Chicken.
A woman entered a police station to see if officers could check if her cocaine was pure or not.
Is that a service they provide?
Unsurprisingly, she was arrested.
Stupid!
45-year-old woman entered the police station in Toulouse, France, with three bags of cocaine.
My cocaine does not smell fresh.
She requested officers perform a test on the two bags of pure cocaine and third of crack cocaine to see if they were pure.
I have an issue with my cocaine.
When asked why on earth she'd entered a police station, she claimed that she simply wanted the officers at the reception desk to test it because she wanted to know if it was good quality so people do not die of an overdose.
Well, that's very considerate.
The woman must appear in court, and it is not yet known if she's been charged with possession or intent to supply. This is disturbing. A video, I saw this, a Virginia father who shot this video of himself boxing his 17-year-old son and posted it on Facebook. Excuse me, is facing charges in the case. The boy has been removed from his father's house amid the investigation. Tavis Sellers, who identifies himself as Tay Diggs Ditches.
Tay Diggs Ditches.
I like it.
On Facebook. Turned himself into police Friday morning. Sellers was charged with domestic assault and battery and was released on $5,000 unsecured bond. The father said that he was disciplining his child while teaching him how to defend himself at the same time. He beat the crap out of this kid, man. Kid was face was all bloody when it was over. He was ordered to turn himself in after they posted the video, which showed his son bloodied after the sparring. He said that they are a boxing family, and it is no one's place to judge how he takes care of business in his house.
Okay.
I beg to differ.
Well, yeah, that's Tay Diggs ditches for you.
He said he was disciplining his 17-year-old son for misbehaving in class. He mentions in the video, he can walk out of class, but call me so I'm on your side. All day went by, he didn't call, so now it's discipline time because he didn't do what I told him to do. He chooses to do what he wants to do. And at the beginning of the video, too, I watched it. He goes, nah, I know teachers be effed up, you know. And can you imagine saying this in front of your kid? You know? And all this other stuff.
Well, he's a great parental figure.
Yeah. Tay Diggs ditches, then turns to the camera to show him boxing with his son. And you can hear him scolding his son about his behavior while he's throwing the punches. And he's much bigger than the kid, too. He wrote the caption. By the way, after the boxing ends, he focuses the camera on his son's bloody face and said, let them know. Tell your teacher you're sorry.
Oh, my God.
And then he wrote on a caption of the video, blessings come in all forms, and mine's came in the form of a great young man to have as a son. I feel I would be the worst disappointment to him if I didn't do my best to deter him from choices in life that I have seen lead to destruction. The world now has given us platforms to reach out and show your efforts. A lot of people were hurt by the video, and that was not the purpose. I did it to show what has been working for me.
So he, what he thought was he was going to be like these recent videos that popped up from parents taking, you know, issues into hand, and it was going to be a celebrated meme and go around, and he didn't realize what a moron he was. He's punching his kid in the face.
And his lip and nose are bloody all over the place. Look, there's another way to discipline.
Yeah.
And it's not by beating your child. So he's facing charges, obviously. Well, if Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton don't resonate with American voters, there's always Andrew Basiago, a presidential candidate who is pretty sure he's going to become either president or vice president between 2016 and 2028, according to information he's gathered by time traveling.
Oh, so he's been to the future. He's seen himself as president.
Yep, calling his campaign a time for truth. Basiago brags on his site. What is that?
It's Terminator.
Okay. Brags on his site that he is has served bravely in the two secret U.S. defense projects in which time travel on Earth and voyages to Mars were first undertaken.
So did he help repel a Martian invasion?
He may have. He's
a war hero.
More to be to the eye than we know in on Mars. Basiago, who has made similar claims in the past, also said he's helped several former presidents make important decisions by gathering knowledge through time traveling.
Thank you, Basiago.
Now it's his turn.
Thanks, sir, for coming from the future to warn me about the Bay of Pigs.
It's no surprise, then, that further exposing these secret technologies is a big part of these.
I have been informed by Basiago that Russians are setting up missile silos in Cuba.
Technology is a big part of the Seattle lawyer's promises if elected. He's a lawyer.
Oh, well, that's comforting.
Project Pegasus, he said, developed 8 modalities of time travel by 1970.
My lawyer is the one with the tin hat on.
Only to keep the great technical feat of our nation, the advent of time travel, secret from the American people. He said, only by disclosing its time travel technologies can America unleash the potential that these technologies have to advantage humanity in the 21st century, whatever.
That must be future speak.
There's also a secret Mars colony, alien contact, and he wants to put the Sasquatch on the endangered species list.
Well, I'd say so.
He's an environmentalist.
You hardly ever see him anywhere.
Oh, this guy's got my vote.
Hey, Asiaga, I'll get right on that Sasquatch issue. I want the Soviets to remove the missiles from Cuba, and we must do something about our furry Sasquatch friends. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do to assist the dwindling Sasquatch population. I have it on good word from Basiago, or whatever, who traveled here from the future, that things are looking dicey for the future of the Sasquatches. Of course, he didn't think to tell me about Dallas. That somehow got left out of his notebook.
But Sasquatch.
But Sasquatch, he's on that like white on rice.
Basiago officially registered to run earlier this year. He's raising money on his website and through social media to run for president. And there you go. That's what I that's what I have in the bizarre file for you. I love you. Like, well, I would hope so. You never see them anymore. You right. just don't see them
They're
anymore.
Clearly endangered. Yeah. It's not like there's a robust population.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening.